Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And before we get to questions with Layla, our resident nutritionist, I just want to make an announcement that we're running a special today. You know, we use FullScript as a way of getting supplements to our patients and to our listeners. FullScript is an online dispensary, and it's got a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of advantages. It's got a lot of options, a lot of selection. Mm-hmm. And it's our prescription pad in the sky, really, now, is in this era of e-prescribing. It's a way to keep track of things without paper. The paperless office is something that is in the future, and it's coming to integrative medicine. So FullScript is pioneering in this, and FullScript is now available to our listeners as well. Our patients know about it. But this month, did you know this, Layla? I've been working tirelessly behind the scenes to set this up, and it's involved a lot of programming and a lot of writing and a lot of arranging, working with the people at FullScript and my team. We have a special offer currently, which is that you can get free shipping, and it's really good free shipping. Because we had free shipping before, and free shipping was like, yeah, okay, you know, in a week or so, you'll get your stuff. This is going to be good free shipping. In addition to a 10% discount across the board on
fabulous
products. So, it's a sale with a, special priority free delivery on our orders from both listeners and patients. So take advantage of that. And also, we've written some protocols that I think are germane to this time of year. It's the waning days of February. February was heart month, so we created a heart health protocol. Yeah. We also have a starter pack for people who just, you know, maybe they just want to know what basic supplements to start taking. And I came up with a small selection of supplements that are a good basis, including good multi and vitamin D and fish oil. I think those are and a probiotic. These are, I think, essentials for people. And my best selection of top products in that category, starter pack, also a heart health pack, as well as an immune support pack, because frankly, the flu is really rampaging and people are dying. And, you know, as I wrote in my newsletter article last week, the vaccine isn't affording much protection. And also, the main drug, our first-line drug,
Tamiflu,
is a dud. It's a dud. And it also, not only is it a dud, but
scary side effects.
It's very scary side effects. So, you know, this really, I mean, look, I'm not someone who just believes in natural solutions. If there was a vaccine that was perfectly effective, like, you know, the smallpox vaccine is marvelous and eradicated smallpox. The polio vaccine, it's a resounding success. But this flu vaccine, there's problems. And I talk about that in a newsletter article. And in a future newsletter article, we're going to talk about Tamiflu and, you know, how the record sales for Tamiflu, yet it is a virtually worthless medication. Its side effects can be severe. And
what is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, well, you know, it's because of a myopic fixation on pharmaceutical fixes for these conditions. And, you know, just because there's a precedent for life-saving drugs and vaccines doesn't mean necessarily mean that we should be uncritically accepting of our current paradigm for the flu.
Yeah,
it's just not working out.
It's not.
So anyway, supplements and vitamin supplements aren't necessarily a panacea, but keeping your immune system strong is a real bulwark against disease. You know, just with vitamin D alone, there was a study recently that showed that vitamin D could reduce upper respiratory infections by 2/3 mm-hmm. when given to people who were vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are approaches that we need to look at. And, you know, we also need to do research on why these people are dying. You know, did they have profound vitamin D deficiencies? Did they have adequate zinc? Did they have... Did they have other major nutritional gaps in critical nutrients? I mean, a high percentage of Americans do not meet the standards for nutritional intake. And I wonder, you know, it needs to be studied. Is it possible that people who are replete with all the vitamins and are dying nonetheless? And I wonder if there's really a correlation.
Hmm. Interesting stuff, Dr. Hoffman.
Yeah, check out our newsletter articles on mm-hmm. those subjects. And take advantage of FullScript this month and next. We're running this as kind of a little beta test because we want to get people engaged with FullScript. I think once you try FullScript and, you know, you've had a couple of supplement deliveries, you'll find that that's a very great way to meet your supplement
pleased.
Needs.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes. Okay, we've got an email from Judy. I want to eat dark chocolate daily because of its many health benefits. The problem I'm experiencing is that the dark chocolate makes me jittery.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker, therefore my system is very sensitive to the level of caffeine and the dark chocolate. Please advise.
Okay. Well, you know, here it is. I mean, there are some things that, you know, may be very healthful that some people don't tolerate. You know, like there's now studies that show that lots of caffeine is good. Good for neurodegenerative disease prevention, maybe mm-hmm. even good for the heart.
You know. Mental focus.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so, but some people, and it's genetic.
Yeah.
Even a simple genetic screen as 23andMe can tell you if you're a fast or slow metabolizer of caffeine. Mm-hmm. And if you're a fast metabolizer of caffeine, you can drink a lot of caffeine and it won't get you jittery. And if you're a slow metabolizer, it'll build up in your system and you'll be very sensitive to it. Or you will not do well if you have it after, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon because some still residual caffeine will be in your system and keep you up.
Right.
Okay. So, is there a solution? Well, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to say, well, don't eat chocolate.
Don't eat chocolate.
You know, but, you know, one way to get around that possibly is to acclimate to it. Mm-hmm. You know, like with many things, at first, you know, you're very sensitive, and then after, you know, gradually you will tolerate a little bit. So, you know, a little bit will be beneficial. You don't have to have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, this speaks to the vast heterogeneity of the population.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, what is this person talking about? I can eat like a whole box of chocolate. No problem. You know? That, you know, alas, I wish I was sensitive to chocolate.
Right.
You know, it would stop me in my tracks.
Sure.
But there is a lot of heterogeneity in people's sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Some people are wired in such a way that they're hypersensitive to things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the movie with Tom Cruise, The Minority Report, we would call them empaths. They're very, you know, they're very sensitive creatures who were kept in these baths of amniotic fluid to protect them from the stimuli that would, you know, that they were very like light and sound and, you know, anything stressful.
Uh-huh.
And so, and there are people like that. They are highly sensitive individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a website for that, the HSP, Highly Sensitive Person website. Elaine Aron.
Mm-hmm.
It developed that in the 90s, in the 80s, I think. And that's a place to go to if you're someone who is very sensitive.
Yeah.
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 And those people have to come up with coping strategies in life.
Yeah. It could be that Judith can't take more than a half a square to a square mm-hmm. of dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. And the time of day is important, too. I don't know that if you have some sensitivity to it, that you should have it after dinner. Maybe you'll have a half a square or a square after lunch or something like that.
It could
that.
Be that taking it with food attenuates the adverse effects.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you have it as a dessert
right.
or something
but
like
what this,
that.
What this mm-hmm. speaks to, mm-hmm. interestingly, is it speaks to the power of some of the articles I've been writing, because this person doesn't even do well with chocolate, but she is so sold on the health benefits
yes.
that she wants to dutifully take some chocolate. You know, look, I mean, there are many paths to good health, and there's
it's not all about chocolate.
You know, so if you can't take chocolate, take some fish oil, take some cruciferous vegetables,
right,
you know,
right?
Have some vitamin D, you know, take a probiotic. There are many things you can and should be doing, and maybe chocolate isn't part of your portfolio of healthy things to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with you. So here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. And now, let's get back to our Q&A with Layla. Layla, what's our next question?
Here's a great question.
Are we doing a Bugs Bunny
imitation? Yes. Okay. It's Wabbit season.
Right.
Okay.
Quasi Wabbit.
Steve writes, I've noticed...
Or that's a Barbara Walters imitation.
Oh, it could be.
Barbara Wawa.
Right. Okay. For those of you who were watching SNL way back when, Steve writes, I've noticed that bergamot is now recommended to lower cholesterol. Can this be taken with statins like Lipitor? Some Google searches say it is like grapefruit and will magnify statin.
Okay, so this is interesting. This is a really interesting question because... Yeah. There are studies of bergamot in conjunction with statins that show that bergamot amplifies the effects of statins in lowering cholesterol. Now, how much of it is the cholesterol-lowering effect of bergamot alone, which is real, that bergamot will lower cholesterol, versus the effect of bergamot on amping up the efficacy of the statin? Now, you could do the same thing with grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
Grapefruit works on the same cytochrome P50 for P450 that bergamot works on. And so bergamot is, there may be a relative contraindication to bergamot in people who take certain medications because it increases the bioavailability or it slows the breakdown of these medications.
Yeah.
However, that effect can easily be monitored because if you say you have, and I had a remarkable case, and it was actually one of our office personnel who has a hereditary condition. She has cholesterols that are sometimes 500 or 600. So she was taking the maximum amount of Lipitor, and lo and behold, the Lipitor got her cholesterol down to, like, I think it was like 480. 80 milligrams of Lipitor to 480.
Wow.
Which is an astronomical cholesterol. So I said, take the bergamot, one twice daily.
Yeah.
And her cholesterol went down 100 points.
Wow.
Now, 380 is still rip-roaring high and, you know,
but
still
100
dangerous.
But 100 points with bergamot is...
Right. With a supplement.
Yes.
So how much of that was that it amplified the Lipitor, and how much of that was that it was the bergamot itself? That's
good question.
Unclear.
Yeah.
And is it, in her case, is that safe? Well, of course it's safe because... It's not even, it's still not lowering your cholesterol dangerously low.
Yeah.
Could it increase the side effects of the statin? That's conceivable. We would have to look at liver function. We'd also have to look at muscle pain.
Yes.
You know, but.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what works well with as accompaniment to statins for cardiovascular prevention that doesn't change the statin effect. It has no impact on the statins. Is chiolic aged garlic extract. I don't believe it does. Uh-huh. And it seems to, along with statins, it's been demonstrated to slow the progression of plaque.
Yeah.
So, in other words, statins alone will slow the progression of plaque somewhat. With the chiolic aged garlic extract, you get a knock-on effect. You get an additive effect.
Wow. So the drinkers of Earl Grey tea, which is, I adore, I love Earl
which
Grey.
Which is bergamot.
Which is bergamot. Mm-hmm. It's part of my morning breakfast is Earl Grey. It's something I grew up with and now I've reinstated because I'm such a lover of black tea.
Okay.
I like green tea too, but black
tea
is
super healthy
really,
if you can handle that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty good. So it's very interesting about the bergamot. We're getting this question a lot from a lot of people about, well, can it, you know, inhibit the metabolism of the statin and so forth? Apparently, it may be so. Bergamot is a fruit seed oil.
Then consider it like a hamburger helper for the statin.
Yeah.
So you can take less statin.
Right, right. Okay. Steve, thank you for that very thoughtful question.
I mean, there are some things that do the opposite. For example, St. John's wort does the opposite. So it could even, you could even get pregnant while on a birth control pill. Conceivably. Boy, that's a bad word we're using. We're talking about at least theoretically.
Yes,
you could you could attenuate the effect of the oral contraceptive.
Yeah,
and it's very important for some people who are on immunosuppressive medications like cyclosporin, for example, because they may get an organ rejection if they take St. John's wort, because St. John's wort may cause that medication to be weakened in its effect.
St. John's wort has so many interactions with so many different medications. I don't prescribe
it. Well, I like to give it alone. If people are virgins,
nothing else. If you're taking nothing else.
Then it's a pretty good mild antidepressant.
I like SAMe first.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I like SAMe first for that. But just because St. John's wort has such a long list of all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
But, okay, we have a question from Jeremy. Jeremy actually has two questions. We'll see if we get to the second one. Dr. Hoffman, you were talking about chickens and the antibiotic content.
We did an interview with the author of a book called Big Chicken.
Right? Yeah. You were talking about chickens and the antibiotic content and went on to talk about organic chickens, noting that they can be fed corn and soy of the genetically modified variety. Whilst I am from England, where the organic
Wait. Organic chickens cannot be fed GMO soy, and...
They can. Organic chickens are not fed hormones, antibiotics. They're not fed hormones anyway.
Well,
pesticides, herbicides.
No, then there's a quibble. There's got to be a quibble about that. Because, and I think that's one of the controversies within the organic standards movement, is that really it should comprise GMO foods.
It should.
So in a sense, both of us are right. I mean, because I think it depends, you know, whose definition of organic.
Right.
And there
is
no, by the way, there's no organic law.
That's true.
There's no, like, federal law about what's organic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's more like self-policed.
The rules are getting weaker and weaker.
There's an organic standards organization.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, maybe we could do a little, you know, make a note, maybe we could do a little, next week, a little report on that subject.
A little more about this.
Okay?
Right,
because, you know, it's true that, look, when you buy natural foods, there's so many options. One is antibiotic-free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, antibiotic-free is pretty much, now even McDonald's is adopting antibiotic-free in their poultry.
Yes.
And the vast majority of the poultry industry now, it's antibiotic free.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether that's going to be extended to the beef industry. Imported beef often has a lot of antibiotics in it, but now domestic beef less and less. So that's one level. Another is organic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that mean? It doesn't necessarily mean grass-fed.
No.
Because grass-fed or pastured.
Grass-fed is a step above.
A step above, because it means that you are what you eat.
Yeah.
And the composition of the flesh or the egg or the dairy is determined by
what it's fed.
What it's fed.
So even if it's the non-GMO variety.
Right.
Right. It's still corn and soy.
It's still corn and soy fed.
And that's the problem.
Here's a really interesting little digression, which we love around here. We love digressions. The prevalence of milk allergies has soared, right? Some people are very allergic to milk. They'll go, they'll have asthma, they'll have anaphylaxis. I had an encounter on a plane many years ago where a guy opened up a salad dressing pack mm-hmm. and started wheezing and went into respiratory arrest. And I had to resuscitate him. I was called upon, you know, like, is there a doctor on the plane? I came to the guy's seat and we, you know, hastily opened up a crash cart and, you know, I administered epinephrine. We saved his life.
Yeah.
But that kind of dairy allergy was unknown in the, you know, in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. So what's up with that? Well, some people say it's pasteurization or homogenization of the milk or, you know, something changed. But no, it's what it turns out is that lactalbumin, which is a major protein in milk along with casein, lactalbumin has a, it has a little receptor on its surface mm-hmm. for vitamin A. And vitamin A slightly changes the conformation of the lactalbumin to render it less immunogenic, uh-huh. less likely to trigger allergies. Mm-hmm. So when you, when animals, when cows eat grass, dairy cows eat grass, like the old fashioned way, you know, they go out of the dairy shed and they graze in the pasture.
Yeah.
Then they come back in the shed and they milk them. That renders the lactalbumin less immunogenic. Mm-hmm. Now they get some kind of commercial feed, and it's going to be corn and soy.
Yes.
You know, it's like highly synthetic feed. Mm-hmm. No vitamin A.
No.
And the vitamin A is the decisive effect. Now, probably they're not going to bother to put the cows back to pasture. They probably should add vitamin A to the formula to replicate the effects of grass to make people less likely to become milk allergic. It's very interesting.
It is very interesting. Yep. Wow.
But so come back to this theme of like the levels of organic or natural or, you know.
Coming back to this question about organic chicken, because they could still be fed corn and soy, rendering them unhealthy anyway. Because organic typically, at least in chicken, means antibiotic free, pesticide, herbicide. There's been no pesticides, herbicides in their feed, but the feed could still be stuff that they shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
Anyhow. There is that, and the step above would be pastured chicken. A little harder to find. You could go to U.S. Grassland.
If you live in the country or something, you know.
Exactly. Go, yeah. Because chickens are meant to be scratching, eating bugs.
You know, it's so interesting.
That's their protein.
By the way, I had, when I was in Europe recently, I had a guide, mm-hmm. and she works part-time as a guide in this area of Belgium where they had Battle of the Bulge. And so she typically meets with Americans, you know, like military groups and veterans and families, you know, that had some involvement with World War II, and she takes them around. And so I asked her, you know, what do you do in the rest of the time? She says, I raise chickens. She raised chickens, you know, in her yard, uh-huh. you know. And so, you know, and they're egg laying and they're also eating chickens. And
so
they're,
we'll those are probably
really healthy chickens, you know. And because she, and I said, well, you know, what do they eat? Well, just peck around the yard. We give them some extra feed. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, it's...
In the winter months and things.
Yeah.
Give them a little more something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's really what everybody needs to be going back to is raising their own. If you've got the yard space to do that. But, yeah.
And to cap it off with another digression, there is an article in the Wall Street Journal about the pigs in Spain that make the finest quality ham. Mm. And those pigs...
Serrano ham.
Yes. And they eat acorns. And so there's this huge spike in the cost of these pigs. It literally could, for a leg, it could be like 400 euros, you know. I mean, for one ham.
That ham is delicious.
Yeah. And you slice it very thin. It's super expensive. I had it in Spain. But it's a measure of the prosperity of Spaniards that they're now undergoing an economic uptick, and that they can now afford Serrano ham.
Think about that. Those hogs are fed acorns.
Yeah.
Hogs here in America, factory farmed, are fed cooked garbage.
Yeah.
They cook it to kill bacteria. Imagine. So really, more reason to go. Pasture raised.
So next time I stay at a hotel and they offer me sausage, I'm not going to go there. Because at least if I know if I'm getting like, you know, your organic, natural meats, you know,
you're better
preferable.
Off. You're better off.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. We can send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Don't forget our exciting offer for the month of February and March at full script, 10% off, free shipping. And please check it out. Thanks for joining us today, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, everybody.
And thanks for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.